sun shining. I've got my first crew out on the farm, and we're off and running.
Excellent stuff. Now, where is the camp, the Blazade camp in Narrandera?
The camp's at the showgrounds, Chris. We've set up in the big galvanised iron building in the showgrounds, around the showgrounds, and if anyone that comes along would be quite welcome to volunteer, and we want the farmers to come and register with us too, thanks.
And what kind of capacity are you talking about there? How many people can you put keep under the roof?
Well, we've got the showgrounds. If they've got a caravan, we can accommodate them. There's plenty of power sites, and we'll give them 3 meals a day and make sure they get some blisters on their hands during the rest of the day. Send them out to work, and it'll be, we can take 20, 30, I think at Charlton last year I had up to 60 volunteers at one stage, so
Now, this is your third Blazade operation. You mentioned Charlton. Where else have you been with the Blazade crew?
Well, I started off down at Kevin Butler's woolshed after the Black Saturday fires in Victoria. I was just doing fencing there, and Kevin asked me to run the Blazade camp in Charlton last year, and rang me up again and said, give me another burst at Narrandera, please. So, this is my third stint with Blazade.
What's the difference that you found between working after fires and working after floods?
You look cleaner when you come home. We had all black charcoal all through us up there, and the devastation was for the fires. There was nothing left after the fires. There was a bit of wire around on the ground, but it's just a tangle of stubble and everything in the fences and standing them up, and it's just one of those backbreaking jobs. And I guess the farmer's looking at his whole farm, and we go out and look at one fence and get that done, and go for another one. I think it's pretty devastating for the farmer to look at a few kilometres of fences down, tangled and sort of sucked, concrete posts would get sucked out and thrown into the middle of the paddock, and they just don't know where to start. But this is where we can help out.
How many volunteers have you got for day one, for start-up day then in Narrandera?
Yeah, I've got a team of four out today, and there's local ladies helping me in the office, and I'm walking around trying to get things mobile, Chris.
Are you expecting a few more people to come in over the next few days, Angus?
I've got a couple coming from South Australia. Funnily enough, we've got all Queenslanders here at the moment, so a couple from South Australia have registered. They'll be in here next weekend. Actually, the people I work with at Charlton are coming back this time. They're coming from all over Australia.
And obviously heartening to see that kind of support, even though Blazade's been going for a few years now in a number of places, there's still that really good level of support all around.
Yes, Chris, it's sort of a bit like family. I don't know. It's one of these things that sort of gets to you, and it's got to me. You just feel it's a worthwhile job. It's probably the most worthwhile thing I've done in my whole life, looking after Blazade. It's just the level of satisfaction and the camaraderie, and with all the volunteers, everyone's here because they want to do it. I don't have to send them out to work. They're just here wanting to go out and help, and it's just a magic feeling to be around such nice people.
They're called Blazade because they started up after the Black Saturday fires. And helped with post the blazes, but now that they're helping post floods, there's no need to change the name. It's all about helping rebuild. This approach, though, at the Narrandera Showgrounds starting today, it's a different approach to Blazade, isn't it, Angus?
It's much the same as the one Charlton ran. We're at the footy grounds at Charlton, and did it about the same type of thing. When we first started off, we were in Kev's woolshed. We'd go out, this was back in after the fires of 2009. It's much the same as Charlton, just to come into base camp. We provide breakfast and a bit of a morning muster, and sort out the farmers sort out teams for the farmers, and send them out, and probably 4 o'clock they'll be back in there looking for a cold, icy glass of water or whatever, and we'll give them tea and do it all again tomorrow, and hopefully we'll get more volunteers. And I've got 8 farmers on the books, and at the moment we're just going out doing one. So early days, and hopefully we'll get more farmers to come forward and more volunteers, and I can get 5 or 6 teams here today. It'd be great.
But I believe Blaze8 actually in a change now for the first time, actually seeking donations to help support the camp and support the work that's being done, as opposed to seeking volunteers and donations in kind.
Yeah, we're after Blaze8 works on volunteers. There's volunteers. It works on donations all the time. There's no government sponsorship or anything like that, which is probably why it works. There's no red tape, and if something needs to be done, we can get out and do it and get things done. But we're after donations of food kind and just to keep everything going. There's no government involvement whatsoever apart from the local council. They provide us with a meal, 1 meal a day, and place to camp and set up administration.
If people are in the Naranja area and they just want to lob into the showgrounds and say g'day, I'm around and I'm able to help, are you open to those kind of offers as well?
I'm open to any offer whatsoever, Chris. I want volunteers. The farmers want the volunteers out there. The farmers want to keep their cattle and their crops. So I guess they're starting cropping now, and cattle and crops don't really mix, and as do cars and cattle and sheep. So we've just got to get this thing going, and as quick as we can, and get the farmers back viable, and everyone will be happier.